Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Coming up today, a visit with Mules football coach Justin Townsend about the big rivalry game with Carmi White County last night. Dave Rigg talks with Edwards County football coach Joe Rivers about the homecoming game with Vienna Gorville. And we'll talk with Sisney High School volleyball coach Stephanie Reed. The Lions having a great volleyball season this year. All that and more coming up on Sports Talk. Here's Derek Dunn.
Good Saturday morning to you here, September 22nd, 2018. Derek Dunn with you. First official day of autumn as well. A little bit rainy out there. Currently in Fairfield, it is 59. We haven't seen 0.05 of an inch of rain. So that is, so otherwise, much cooler than it has been recently with all the heat. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. Let's go ahead and get things going here with the scores. I do have several high school football scores from last night in the Black Diamond Conference. Fairfield beat Carmi White County 40-12. Mules 5-0 of the season. Edwards County, they defeated Vienna Gorville 12-0. Edwards County, 4-1 of the season. I found an interesting stat about Edwards County. I'm going to be telling you that a little bit later on here on Sports Talk. Did some research on that, so stay tuned for that. It's coming up minutes away. Chester beat Johnston City 28-20. Also, Cesar Valier over CZR 38-15. Little Illini Conference, it was Florida over Lawrenceville 26-8. Alney Richland County over Marshall 50-14. It was Red Hill over Newton 30-0. Paris, in a non-conference game, they beat Farmer City Blue Ridge 63-0. It was KZ Westfield blanking Robinson 40-0. Southern Illinois River to River, it was Harrisburg over Massac County 40-29. Heron, they beat Murfreesboro 37-35. That game was close throughout. And a Jonesboro over Carterville 28-14. It was DuCoin over Pickneyville 54-6. And Nashville over Sparta 56-6. Elsewhere, Big 8 conference play, Mount Carmel defeated Washington, Indiana 61-20. Salem, they come from behind to beat Trenton Westland 28-25. Marion over Mount Vernon, Illinois 56-15. It was Centralia over Belleville Altoff 33-14. And Cahokia over Carbondale 28-7. Taking a look here at Major League Baseball scores from last night. St. Louis beat San Francisco 5-3. That was a game you heard on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. The Chicago White Sox beat the Chicago Cubs 10-4. It was Miami over Cincinnati 1-0 in 10 innings. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 8-3. It was Kansas City squeaking by Detroit 4-3. Boston over Cleveland 7-5. New York Yankees beat Baltimore in a high-scoring game 10-8. It was New York Mets over Washington 4-2. Tampa Bay blew out Toronto 11-3. It was Atlanta edging Philadelphia 6-5. Texas over Seattle 8-3 in 7 innings. Houston over the LA Angels 11-3. Colorado over Arizona 6-2. Oakland barely got by Minnesota 7-6. It was San Diego over the LA Dodgers 5-3. NCAA football last night. It was 10th-ranked Penn State over Illinois 63-24. 16th-ranked UCF. They still remain undefeated of the season. They beat Florida Atlantic 56-36. That game was close early. Then the Golden Knights pulled away. National Hockey League, the season started this week, actually. St. Louis Blues, they beat Columbus 3-0. It was the Chicago Blackhawks over Ottawa 5-2. New York Islanders over Philadelphia 3-2 in overtime. Toronto over Buffalo 5-3. Carolina over Washington 5-1. Tampa Bay over Nashville 5-1. And Winnipeg over Calgary 4-3 in overtime. Coming up, we'll talk with Mules football coach Justin Townsend. Also, Edwards County football coach Joe Rivers and Sisney volleyball coach Stephanie Reed. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Citizens National Bank of Albion invites you to celebrate the City of Albion's bicentennial. Have interesting or old artifacts from Albion you'd like to display? Bring them to Citizens National Bank in Albion beginning September 1st to have them displayed until the bicentennial. All items will be cataloged, housed in glass display cases, and returned to the original owner after the celebration. Bring historical items to Avery Goodman or Debbie Farron at our Albion branch, and thank you for sharing.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Digging deeper to make ends meet, now get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide comfortable heating, cooling, and hot water. And you'll save up to 80% on your energy bill thanks to your Climate Master system. The investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help yourself to a 30% tax credit plus up to 80% off your energy bill. Call Sam at Complete HVAC and Plumbing in Albion for a free estimate today. 618-445-3329.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on a Saturday morning. The Fairfield Mules went down to Carmi for a big rivalry game last night. Now, Mark Turner, he spoke with Alec Pruitt, the starting quarterback of the Mules football team, and then followed by Coach Justin Townsend after the game.
We're going to get Alec Pruitt, one of our co-offensive players of the ball game, here. And we'll let him get soldered up with the headphones. Alec, congratulations on the W tonight.
Thank you.
Great effort tonight, and I thought you made really great decisions with the football. A couple of times you had bobbled snaps. You calmly picked them up and made great decisions. Very, very good job on that one. How do you stay so calm and cool?
It's not hard. I have great players around me. I mean, it's not hard. I just know if I pick it up, stay calm, next play they'll come back and we'll be all right.
Quarterback on the football team and I guess the quarterback on the baseball team. You're the catcher there. And one of the finest catchers I've seen in the South this couple of years. But
thank you.
Football-wise, what are your goals this year?
Hopefully win conference and then get to playoffs and just see how far we can go there. We're all kind of – we've been to the first round. We just want to get past that first round and keep going.
A little change in the offensive scheme this year. You went to some spread offense. How much of an adjustment has that been for you from the wing tee of previous years?
It's not too big of an adjustment, but it does help spreading the field out and getting our guys that have speed like Gilbert and Reese, get them outside and get them going. So.
All right. What's up for Alec Pruitt after high school?
I don't know. Hopefully going to college and playing baseball, but we'll see.
Alec, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we'll let Coach Justin Townsend slide on the headsets here, and we'll get a few words from him. Coach, congratulations on the W tonight.
Thank you. This is a game I was concerned about. I really, really was. It's been one of those funny years that you can't really pick up anything from the scores week to week. And I think we talked about that last week. And, Carmi hadn't given up more than 16 points in a game. So they've been very good defensively. And I just, I was really concerned. And our bottom line is our guys set the tone right from the start.
Yeah,
kickoff return.
Yeah, big 75-yard kickoff return.
Doing it in special teams, doing it on defense, doing it different ways on offense with different guys. I'm just extremely pleased with our effort and the focus that we came out with tonight. Last couple of weeks, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, it's been 90s and it's been hot. But our kids have been locked in and they've been focused and they're keeping their eye on the prize. And we knew that Carmi was going to come out and give us their best effort. And I thought our kids just really responded. And we had a little adversity early after that. We had to punt the football. But I thought just our defense played tremendous all night and adjusted to the different sets that they were getting in and out of. And just a total team effort.
You made the switch to the spread offense quite a bit in this ball game,
yep.
And it really paid off. Alec Pruitt, a great pass to Reese Lee for a touchdown in this game.
Yeah, Reese Lee, Landon Zerlini had a great catch. I think Wyatt Gilbert had one. I think we had, what, four or five different guys catch the football.
Yeah.
So, we do that, and we talked about this last week as well, that we got Reese off. He's a little dinged up. We can get Gilbert off the field, and we bring in Taylor or Landon, or we can switch some guys in the backfield. We can do, if we want to get Cade a little rest at tight end, we can alternate him and Logan at tight end. So we could do some different things. And even though we're spreading people out and we're throwing the ball, we're running sideline to sideline, we're doing some different things, we're still getting some guys rest. And we've gotten to where we're getting pretty good at it. So it just gives us another weapon that we can go to, and it gives a team something else to think about.
All right, 5-0 now. You are officially qualified.
Yes.
For the playoffs. And you're qualified, but not exactly in yet.
No,
so
yeah, qualified.
You still got to play and get six.
And we want six, but we want a lot more than that. And this is obviously the start we wanted. I mean, the 5-0, Edwards County's having one of their best years in 10, 15 years, and they're going to be fired up for us next week. And I know our kids are excited to play that game, 20 minutes down the road. They got some good athletes. We saw them this summer. And I just think it's going to be another good test for us to see where we're at. And I think we're going to take what we did against Carmine, we're going to continue to build on that.
Tell you what, you got a very tough road to hoe with the three final games. Edwards County on the road, then back for El Dorado, or down to Vienna, then El Dorado, and then Cesar to close out the season.
And depending on what Vienna did tonight, I don't know. But all four of those teams are potential playoff teams. Definitely Edwards County, El Dorado, and Cesar. And so then anytime you got to go down to Vienna on a Saturday, anything can happen. So we definitely have the toughest schedule remaining. But that said, our first five games, we've taken care of business and done what we needed to do. And I think we're starting to come around. That's what I told them after the game. Guys, we're starting to come around. We're really starting to hit at the right time. And we just want to keep building and keep getting better each week.
Helps having those experienced players at the key positions, Hefner at fullback, and then Alec Pruitt, who does a great job for you.
Does a great job. There was a couple times that he had to stick in that pocket and make some tough throws. And it's just, I mentioned it before, when you have a senior quarterback that started all year last year as a junior, I think you hit on it. He's the catcher on the baseball team, so he's kind of the quarterback of the baseball. I mean, he's good under pressure, and I think he showed that and made some great throws tonight.
All right, Coach, the entire program still undefeated?
Yep. Freshmen are 3-0. JV are 4-0, and it's a great time. Freshmen are going to get – I think they play Gibson Southern next week. We still got Harrisburg and Benton on the schedule, so they're going to get some tests. Last night was a really big win for them. They were without two of their top players, a little banged up. So, that was a big win for them. But, yeah, so we're undefeated across the board, and we're going to keep that going as long as we can.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the W. We'll see you next week in Edwards County. Coach Justin Townsend, Mules come away with the 40-12 win over the Carmine White County Bulldogs.
You are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com Sports Talk. Derek Dunn with you here. Fairville Mules are 5-0. Now, the only other team in the Black Diamond Conference that is 5-0 is Cesar Valier. So Fairfield and Cesar Valier, those are the only two undefeated teams thus far in the BDC that are 5-0. Edwards County, they hosted Vienna Gorville Friday night. Dave Rigg caught up with Lions coach Joe Rivers. That's next, as we continue with Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Treat your family to better meals. Make a shopping trip to Farmer's Packing east of Albion for a large selection of meats and cheeses. Butterfly pork chops are only $3.69 a pound. Rotisserie pork loins are just $4.99 a pound, or half a hog for $250. Try out some of their cinnamon rolls, pies, or fruit dumplings now available. Just a few of the great buys right now at Farmer's Packing east of Albion on Highway 15. Phone 445-3822.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ram Power Days are here at LeMond's Chrysler in Fairfield. Now through September 30th, get in on huge Ram truck savings. The all-new award-winning 19 Ram is at LeMond's with savings up to $11,473. You heard correctly. Save up to $11,473. LeMond's also has amazing deals on remaining new 18 Ram trucks in stock. LeMond's prices always include destination and everyone qualifies. LeMond's Chrysler, 412 East Main in Fairfield, and LeMondsOnline.com. You'll like the way we do business.
This is Sean inviting you to pick up a free copy of the new edition of the Big Green Egg Lifestyle Magazine at Rush Appliance. It's a collection of personality profiles, culinary insights, and information about the Big Green Egg. From the green pecan or sweet maple seasoning to the extra-large Big Green Egg, you'll stand behind our best-in-class products for years to come. You'll soon discover that whether it's grilled, smoked, baked, or roasted, everything tastes better when cooked in the Big Green Egg. From Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Our Dave Rigg, he spoke with Edwards County football coach Joe Rivers after last night's game against Vianna-Goreville.
Rivers and Joe, the boys did it.
Yeah, we got the four wins. Next goal is to get to five.
What is your main impression about this game? What stands out to you as far as this big fourth win of the season?
Our defense played outstanding. Offensively, after about the first 8 minutes of the game, we went stagnant, and we've got to get better. If we want to win more games, we have to get better offensively.
You were doing something different on defense tonight. You had a six-man line as opposed to what you've done in past weeks.
We just adjusted based on what they do offensively, what we saw on film. We adjusted into that in order to stop what they were doing. And for the most part, 99% of the time tonight, it worked well.
Well, what I was really impressed with is whenever they had a running play, it wasn't just one Edwards County Lion making the tackle. It was gang tackling tonight.
Yeah, we're a pretty good gang tackling team in general, yeah. And tonight it was extra good, for sure.
Now let's talk about the offense. We scored 12 points, one on a big long pass play. And if we could have just got those extra points, we'd have had more. But 12 points held on here.
Yeah, 1 point's good enough to win the game. So, yeah, 12's what we got, and that was plenty to win the game when our defense played as well as they did.
And that was a beautiful touchdown pass that Marcus threw in there to the end zone. I believe it was St. Ledger that caught the ball.
I believe it was, yes, and it was a good pass for sure.
So I guess we came out of this game with no injuries to speak of.
Yeah, we're pretty healthy for the most part. I mean, you know, Kate's still nursing his leg. You know, we got a few guys with a few boo-boos here and there, but it's stuff that they can live with, and we can kind of rest a little bit this week and get ready for the next game.
Have you heard anything yet on Anton Linder? I know he's got a knee injury. Is he out for the season, or is that still up in the air?
I think he's probably done, but nothing can be confirmed until they have an MRI. They've got to wait till the swelling goes down for that. So it's a medical issue, so we'll just leave that to the doctors to figure out.
We had good weather for the football game tonight. Nice breeze blowing. The temperature was decent, so good night for football, and the Lions came out on the win.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. It's finally about time we start getting a cool night or two here. We played plenty of hot games. We played more than our fair share. So I'm glad to have one where we weren't all sweating bullets.
Now we've got a big opponent coming up next week in the Fairfield Mules.
Oh, is that who we play?
Yeah.
I know.
As if you didn't know.
Yeah, I know we play. Yeah, it's, you know, Justin Townsend's a fantastic coach. He's been doing it, you know, a long time, just like I have. He runs a really good system, and the kids do it well. It's hard to defend. We'll look at the film. We'll figure out what we need to do to try to contain them, and we'll try to figure out a way that we can put up more points as well. So I expect it to be a good game.
Well, it will, and it'll be home here. We had, you know, the homecoming crowd here tonight, but we're going to need even more fans showing up next week for this big match because, boy, it would taste so good to beat those Fairfield Mules.
Yeah, it tastes good to beat everybody, Dave. But we have a big crowd tonight, and we need an even bigger one. Guys, if you don't know, we're 4-1. Come out and watch us. We're pretty decent.
Now, maybe some people would say I'm counting my chickens before they hatch, but I still believe this football team is capable of finishing the season with only one loss.
We're capable of doing a lot of things. We've got to play better offensively, though, if we want to get to that next win for sure.
Well, Joe, I know you want to get back out there and congratulate your players, but this was a tremendous performance by the Lions tonight, like you said, especially on defense with the gang tackling we saw. And we had some good play in the secondary, too. They made some pass plays, but our secondary, Jordan Brock back there, Joe Richards was back there.
Yeah, and St. Ledger, and they made some good open field tackles on the few times we missed some tackles up front. So they saved us a few times, and I'd just like to give a big shout-out to the Edwards County crowd. We had a great crowd here tonight. We could hear you guys back there cheering, and we need even more of you here next week.
All right, Joe. Well, congratulations on your big fourth win of the season, and let's go get another one next week at the expense of the Fairfield Mules.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. That's head coach Joe Richards, and the Lions have defeated the Vienna-Gorville Eagles by a score here of 12-0. And for Sports Talk, I'm Dave Rigg.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Now, Edwards County improves to 4-1 overall on the season. Now, here's an interesting fact here about Edwards County. Now, I was doing some research on IHSA.org, and underneath the season summaries for Edwards County, the last time the Lions made the playoffs, you have to go back to the 2004-2005 season when Bob Bowser was the head coach back then. That Lions team went 6-4. So, with that being said, Edwards County knocking on the door for their first playoff football appearance, and looks to be about 14 years. So, interesting stuff right there. That's according to IHSA.org underneath the season summaries for Edwards County. Now, Sisney Volleyball, they're putting together a pretty good season. Mark Turner spoke with Coach Stephanie Reed earlier this week. As that is coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing under the Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering EverAlert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
Get the good stuff.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
We are talking with Sisney High School volleyball coach Stephanie Reed this morning on Sports Talk. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing today?
I am doing just great, and it looks like your Running Lions volleyball team is doing pretty darn good as well. A 7-match winning streak so far. How's the season been so far?
It has been fantastic. We're sitting on a 7-game winning streak. Overall record's been 10-3. We were able to go ahead and take that Wolf Gal tournament last Saturday. We played great talent. It's an exciting season for us.
Let's talk about that schedule and the strength of your schedule. You played some pretty good ball clubs this year.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We have played, Wayne City was really good this year. Woodlawn, of course, is always kind of a powerhouse. We were able to actually, we didn't take that game, but we were still able to produce that forward motion and improve in areas where we actually took them to three games instead of them taking it to two, and it was still a close game. So I'm not unhappy at that over that loss at all. I'm pretty excited. This last week was our last week was our most demanding week. We played three games and a tournament. We've come up against some tough teams. We have a rematch actually against Wayne City next Thursday that we'd really like to come and give us some extra support on, so that we want that rematch.
let's talk a little bit about the kids on the team this year.
Oh yes, we have some fantastic girls. Fantastic. We really do have that family feel. I know a lot of coaches say that, but it's like it really does feel more like a family. They encourage each other. You know, they fight for every point. Nobody is fighting as far as, they, you know, in between each other, you know, for politics or anything like that. Kind of all of them. We have a really great varsity setter, Olivia Hillard. She's a great leader. She's kind of like the glue that holds everybody together when they're down, which is awesome. Jenna Atterbury, I put her anywhere. That girl can go anywhere, and she delivers. Lauren Grace Connard, she's always unbelievably positive. She always gives us that positive when we're going, you know, when we need that extra little push. Grace Milligan, along with Lainey Simmons and Maddie Bowen, they've really just taken leadership with JV and helped direct the JV. Even next season looks like it's going to have a great program of girls going on, so I'm pretty excited.
Let's talk about goals for the season, for the remainder of the season. What would you like to accomplish, or what would the girls like to accomplish for the remainder of the season?
Well, obviously they want to have a winning season. Outside of that, really to develop leaders. You know, I love that Southern Illinois has developed so many great volleyball programs. It's a volleyball revival, and I'm just so excited because volleyball is my football. But the one thing that I really want them to take away from here is not just about winning. It's also how you lose and what you gain from that, and developing leadership to help everyone. So, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're looking for from the girls for the remainder of this season. What would you like to see the girls accomplish for the season?
Let's see. Well, A, I want to win that rematch with Wayne City.
Yeah.
We would really, 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 it's been a few years since we have taken regionals. So we're just going to continue to play hard and kind of try to get that opportunity to go ahead and go past the regular season.
All right. Stephanie, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, and good luck the remainder of the season.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Now, the Lions volleyball, Sisney Run Lions volleyball team can be found at CHS Running Lions Volleyball on Facebook. We'll be right back. We'll talk about St. Louis Cardinals baseball. So stay tuned here to Sports Talk.
Now is the time to close out your swimming pool, and Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods is the best choice to get the job done. They'll winterize your pool right down to putting the cover on your summer fun. Also, it's clearance time for the grills at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods with a special on the Phoenix Stainless Steel Non-Flame-Up Propane Grill, now only $575 plus tax. That's at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays 8 to noon.
With the housing market picking up and rates so low, now is the perfect time to purchase the home of your dreams. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator from People's National Bank. As your home for home loans, People's National Bank has personal service and quick turnarounds to help you get in the home of your dreams. Stop by and see me, Sarah Moll, or apply online at peoplesnationalbank.com today. People's National Bank, your home for home loans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Hey, just a week or so left in the Major League Baseball regular season, and the Cardinals, well, they're in the hunt for one of the two NL wildcard spots. Here's the Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Matt Adams got the big base hit, but Cardinal pitchers struck out 16 San Francisco batters. Amazing.
How about relievers Tyson Ross striking out four? Dakota Hudson struck out the side in the sixth. John Brebbia struck out the side in the eighth inning. And then Carlos Martinez struck out two, picking up his fourth save. John Brebbia got the win. Matt Adams had a big pinch hit double, driving in two, putting the Cardinals over the top 5-3 over the Giants last night.
And they pick up a full game on Chicago. We're on the air this morning now at 11:10 as Adam Wainwright will go back to the mound. That's 37-year-old. He has pitched the Cardinals right back into the pennant race along with the bullpen. We'll see what happens today. Tune us in at 11:10.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
And that was the Redbird Recap. I want to go ahead and tell you here about the Major League Baseball standings, not only in terms of the NL Central, but also in the wild card. Let's start off with that in the NL Central. Chicago Cubs, they have a 1.5 game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Cardinals are in third, 4.5 games back, followed by the Pirates, 11.5 games back, and Cincinnati, 24 games back. Elsewhere in the league, Atlanta, they have a 7.5 game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. Also in the NL West, the Dodgers had the lead over the Colorado Rockies, but only by 1.5 games. Taking a look at the American League, now there's been some interesting stuff here to pass along to you. Boston Red Sox, now they have clinched the division as they've already got a spot here. They were 10.5 games up over the New York Yankees. Also, the Cleveland Indians, they have also clinched their division. The Indians were 14 games up above the Minnesota Twins. Now, for the West, the Houston Astros, they have clinched a playoff berth. Then we have a 3.5 game lead over the Oakland Athletics. Now, taking a look here at the wild card race in the NL, Milwaukee Brewers, they're still number one, followed by the St. Louis Cardinals, but the Colorado Rockies are just 1.5 game back. Meanwhile, the D-backs 6 games back, and Philadelphia Phillies 6.5 games back. So that's the way it looks right now in terms of the NL wild card. Want to go ahead and tell you about today's local sports schedule. Would like to mention that the high school tennis, Fairfield High School tennis, has been canceled. High school cross country, Fairfield at Lawrenceville. JFL games scheduled for today at 3:30. Third and fourth grade will be at Albion. At 5 p.m., fifth and sixth grade will be taking on Robinson. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, the nightcap, seventh and eighth grade versus Robinson. High school football, a couple of games of note here. El Dorado will be taking on Hamilton County. Also, Benton will be challenging West Frankfort. College football, Big Ten games, several of them. Rutgers be taking on Buffalo. Minnesota on the road at Maryland. Purdue taking on 22nd-ranked Boston College. 19th-ranked Michigan versus Nebraska. 4th-ranked Ohio State versus Tulane. Indiana, undefeated thus far at 3-0. They're taking on Michigan State, which is 1-1, 24th-ranked Michigan State. And then Wisconsin will be on the road. The Badgers are 18th-ranked, going to be at Iowa. Elsewhere, Southern Illinois taking on South Dakota, and Eastern Illinois taking on Tennessee State. College baseball, this game is still on, according to the Bobcats Athletics Facebook page. Frontier is going to be taking on the Luke Hollier A's. That will be starting at 12 noon. And then Major League Baseball action as the Cardinals will be taking on San Francisco. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. The Cubs will be at the White Sox taking on their counterpart, the Chicago White Sox. So that is a look at the schedule here for Saturday today. And that's a wrap here on this sports talk. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Dunn. See you next week here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard Saturday mornings just after 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW and WFIWradio.com Sports. We'll
See you next week.